thing about this podcast, we don't like doing intros.
No, we don't.
Speak for yourself.
We always say, welcome back.
I just offer.
Welcome back. And honestly.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
No, I thought that was great.
I don't think that's wrong to say.
Okay. Well, maybe season three, we'll start doing something different with the intros.
Welcome to season three.
Yay.
Guys, next week is a full year of the Green Tea Podcast.
Next week when? From when we're recording
We started on St. Patrick's Day, and we released it. So maybe it has been a full year recording. But yeah. I'm counting our first release as the beginning of the podcast.
Our anniversary.
Yeah. Our baby. And I think that is so amazing.
That is so fun.
And I'm really proud of us. And I have a lot of fun things planned. Oh my God, we haven't done a photo shoot yet.
No.
I didn't think of that either.
Are you guys busy?
Right now? No.
Pause. No, we have time though. We can do it on like Sunday maybe even.
Okay, we have to figure it out. We should brainstorm today. Yeah. Thomas and I are making Faith's family dinner today. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I'm here a lot and we use their room to record and also
I've made them dinner. That's the most important thing.
Faith made Thomas and I dinner last Tuesday and the Tuesday before. So I said, you know, let me return the favor. So that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And also, Faith, you should tell us what tea we're drinking because I don't exactly know.
Yes, it's cherry blossom green tea.
And it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get it?
I got it at Target. It's from Harney and Sons, and mm-hmm. it's in a little pink tin. It's really cute.
I love a Target. And I love a tin.
Yeah. I just went to Target today. I didn't get this tea, though.
Does anybody have anything exciting that happened over the break? It's only been like 3 weeks, but any big life changes since then?
Not really. I have like other stuff I want to talk about, stuff that happened. But for me personally,
I've been getting productive and stuff, but I don't think anything like big happened.
Yeah, the sun's coming out, which is nice.
The sun's coming out. Mm. I got plants yesterday.
Cute. Mm. What'd
for
you
your
get?
Room?
I got a new pothos because mine is like not doing well.
That pothos is gonna bounce back.
I tried and I repotted it yesterday, and I tried to propagate some of its leaves. But
nice. Did you water it?
Yeah.
Trim off all the dead stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Though it'll bounce back.
Barely
then.
Any stuff to be.
It'll bounce any back. Stuff.
I know, but whatever. And then I got a new pothos, and I got some indoor soil and some outdoor soil, and I repotted those two, and then I planted some sunflowers outside, which is like
cute. Yeah, and along the wall.
Yeah, cute, but also like that is a 100% shaded area. So why did I do that? Those sunflowers are not gonna grow, but it's fine. It's literally like the beginning of March, so I can always get new flowers.
Yeah.
And then we also bought some like cucumbers. That's a lie. Not cucumbers. We got yellow peppers and green onions.
Yum.
Did I say cucumbers? Maybe we did get cucumbers.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember. But we got some seeds. Yeah. And maybe we'll like be in our gardening area.
Yeah. You should like right against the back wall, like right when you walk out, you could have a little herb garden back there.
Yeah.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah. It's just, I just don't have much experience. We did gardens growing up and stuff, but it's like different when you're on your own.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in charge of everything, you know? But we'll see what happens. Hopefully we get some good vegetation going.
Yeah.
Besides that, I've just been working, hanging out with family. We've kind of gotten back into Catan, second wave of Catan. We kind of took a pause there just for Stardew.
I don't know if we really took a pause. I think we just slowed it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. We weren't playing as frequently, but I would still say we played. Yeah. But yeah, we did have our Stardew era. And also our Blitz era a little bit, which I want to get back into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just bought my own, what do you call it? My own copy of Blitz? Pack? I don't know. My own pack? Yeah.
It's a card game, so I would say pack.
Yeah.
Deck.
A deck. A deck of
Come
Blitz.
Come on, deck. That's all I got.
Nice.
Thomas?
I have been keeping up with, like, Wendy Williams' guardianship right now because
What's
I don't know if you guys
on?
Saw
I have no
that.
Idea. I think all I know is that something's going on, but I don't know anything about it.
All
so,
I know is something's going on.
All I know is I've heard her name recently.
She was making a documentary. They're kind of like going in on her life, being like, well, a woman of, you know, all of your inner sectionalities.
Okay.
Like what struggles and obstacle course she has to deal with and stuff like that.
Okay.
But she was recently diagnosed with aphasia and dementia.
Oh.
So they had to stop filming, and then they like took her to a rehabilitation or some sort of center because it was aphasia and dementia due to alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something alcohol.
Early on, like, early set on due to alcohol or something like that. Anyway, okay. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense. No, I think that things speed up when you're like an alcoholic or something, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not good for you, so yeah.
Exactly.
PSA, alcohol, not good for you.
Yeah, here.
You heard it here first.
That's what I was going to say. So Lifetime wants to make a documentary to have her visit family and overcome obstacles openly, like Wendy style, since everything she does is open and she doesn't like keeping stuff, you know, secret. She's very like, I want to know everyone's gossip, so everyone should know my gossip.
Okay, period.
And they put out parts of the documentary to showcase secrecies in the guardianship, because apparently whoever is taking care of her, such as like with the Britney situation, is like, are they using her?
Okay.
Are they exploiting her and her like...
But it's not a conservatorship like that. It's a guardianship. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a guardianship, which is different because they can basically, without their family's need for anything, can be like, this is what we think is good for your career.
So how is it different from a conservatorship? Now that we've established that it is not a conservatorship, how is it different? Should I Google it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's definitely classified differently. Okay.
Because when you said like, when you said like, if their family can be like, we're going to do this for you, that sounds a lot like what was happening with Britney Spears. So.
True. When an individual is in need of care to the extent that they become a ward of the court will appoint a guardian or conservator to help. A guardian assumes responsibility for the basic care and daily needs of a child or individual who has been determined to be mentally or physically incapacitated, while a conservator is appointed when a minor or incapacitated adult is in need of an adult to manage their property and assets.
Okay, so one is like care of the person and the other is like care of their estates, etc.
A guardianship's purpose is to manage a ward's personal care and daily living needs, where a conservatorship, that's a long word, a conservatorship's purpose is typically to care for the financial affairs of the individual.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're overseen by courts, and some states differentiate between a conservator of a person and the conservator of the estate.
Okay.
You know, those are a lot of big words.
Yeah. But that makes sense. So, like, conservator is more about their estates and things like that, and guardian is more about, like, their care and
well-being. Yeah, but they're both probably very involved with the individual.
What I thought was weird about it was that the guardianship wants to stop filming, and they sued Lifetime to stop it from broadcasting, and they took her to a treatment facility that still remains secret, and they are in control of her money, and essentially her life now. Family doesn't see her or get a say in her treatment at all.
Oh, so who's the guardian? Do we know who the guardian is?
It
or is that
one of her managers, which I believe a lot of her like family stopped getting money from her. But I know that like her other agents and stuff are still getting paid and stuff. Well, like they're still on the payroll and stuff. So they're like, well, what are the guardians doing then?
Okay.
The family accused of wanting to say. Oh, and the family is just being accused of wanting to say because they're no longer getting money from her.
Okay. Interesting.
So anyway, I've been keeping up with Wendy and stuff.
That's hard, though, because that's, like, the family should be involved, but also, like, if the family is just so in it for the money, and it's, like, you know, if that's been an issue beforehand, it makes sense that maybe one of her managers is the guardianship, but also, like, clearly that's not working out. I don't know.
Is Britney's conservatorship from her family?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Yeah. So the idea is that they're trying to get her money?
Yeah.
Crazy. And then whereas Wendy's is probably, like, people from who she's already hired. But now that she has dementia and stuff, I mean, she looks, like, always confused and, you know.
I mean, she looks confused.
Well, she always is getting,
part of her public persona is that she's a little bit scattered and, like, she says things really spontaneously.
Who would have thought it was dementia?
Yeah. So.
Here we are now.
So now I'm like, okay, some things are clicking.
No, it all makes sense.
Do you guys
know what aphasia is?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Not really.
And
it's a speech disorder.
Yeah, and what's his name? Has it.
It's
Bruce Willis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Because I remember that there was an article because my grandmother had that, and I remember we saved an article because he was starting like a foundation or something.
Mm. But yes, Bruce Willis and Wendy have the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
And
look at this, sorry.
Literally. I don't want to, I'm like blocking roads, but I want to speak in the mic. Yeah, I feel like I want to talk to her, like, really bad. I feel like I could have a, if I had a conversation with her, I could fix her.
You could get
through. Yeah. No, yeah, seeing her, like, get frustrated and stuff, it's like, I feel like I've seen her so much that I'm like, whatever you want, like, I'll talk to you, Wendy, I get you. Yeah. I understand what's going on in your head, even though she doesn't, but still.
Yeah.
She doesn't, but Thomas does.
But I do, does. I really do. I've been watching a lot of TikToks of her, and it's just sad.
Aw. But yeah. I know. That's, like, especially, yeah, especially when it's, like, your communication mm-hmm. is, like, affected. Because, like, my grandma, she had a stroke. Like a couple decades ago now, but it affected her speech, and like I remember, and like she could communicate, but like she never fully got her speech back, and it was like really frustrating for her. Like she would try to communicate, and if we like couldn't get it, she would just give up, and you could like see how frustrating it was yeah. for her.
Well, that's the thing, is like it's literally a disconnect between your mind and your body. Mm-hmm. So it's like your mind is, I mean, that's I'm gonna just stutter so much. Please cut that out. This sounds like what your grandma had, but it's, you know, your brain is fully functioning. You know exactly what's going on, but you just yeah. cannot get your body to do what yeah. your mind wants it to
well,
do.
Well, yeah, that was exactly so, like, it. Yeah.
I can imagine.
And Wendy already has thyroid disease and lymphedema, wow. which is where, like,
Your like lymph swell nodes? Up?
Yeah.
Not necessarily just legs, right? Just like
I believe if you stand a lot, nodes? Then the like extra liquid will just sink down, mm. and that's why a lot of her legs and her ankles and her feet are really swollen and have like extra, I guess.
That's a really hard thing to do. No, deal yeah. with.
And so she's and like, that's really what it struggles extreme. With a lot for her. There's no like cure for it or anything. Mm. She's like super self-conscious. She wears like big furry boots and stuff like that like cover up her legs completely. I mean, I'm like obsessed with her life, and I've always have been, so it's like now that she's gotten to this point, it's like seeing someone that like you feel like you know, and then you're like, oh, this is a different version of you that yeah. that you only understand after you grow up watching someone.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Grace about it too, because I know yeah. she also loves Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm. What does she say?
She's also just like, it makes me want to cry. But yeah, I love Wendy. Yeah. Praying for Wendy. Speaking of Wendy, a different
of
Wendy.
Praying, I couldn't sleep last night, so oh, I yeah. started praying for all my friends.
That's literally so cute, Rose.
Thank you.
Did you see that Wendy's, the restaurant, the fast food restaurant, was going to start like surge pricing where at their
I
busiest
did see
hours?
That. I think that is hell.
At their
Earth.
Busiest hours, they're like yeah. raising prices. I think I saw that.
I don't know if it's actually happening.
It.
I know that they were talking about
I heard
it.
That they like were going to start doing that or testing it, and then they were like, everyone got mad and they were like, we're not doing it anymore.
Oh, that's good.
That is like
bullying
the,
works.
The stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Yeah. Is so terrible.
My only idea was maybe like
late
the workers
capitalism.
Might get more of like a
you
chill lunch hour.
Oh, no. I don't think that would have any benefit for anyone other than like, you
Miss
know,
Wendy herself.
Miss
yeah,
Wendy.
Miss Wendy. That's yeah. fair, yeah.
Like they want more money, that's why.
Yeah, and then Panera got exempt from the $20 minimum fee or
minimum wage.
Wage. Yeah. Law.
What?
Panera got exempt from it because
what's the 20 is that like for
California? Fast food workers, yeah, everyone gets $20 minimum
or California?
Just California, I think.
Okay.
Do you know?
Do I work in fast food?
No,
that's not fast food.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't
think
know.
So no, I don't know.
I guess I don't know either.
I did just get a little bit
you're
of a raise
exempt and
but
I don't work
that.
In fast food.
Yeah.
Why would we know?
But apparently it's because of one of Gavin Newsom's donors. I think Panera is one of Gavin Newsom's donors then maybe. And so they're like, girl, we know you're getting money from Panera. And so this, like, weird, like, whatever bread, like, rule exception that they have in the law, everyone's like, that's because of your donor. And so everyone's
that's
like, Gavin
so
Newsom,
funny.
What are you doing?
That's wild.
But anyway, so now I might not be getting paid $20 an hour.
Dang.
Minimum.
But you weren't getting that before, and now it's going away. It's just you wouldn't have ever gotten that.
Correct.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm close to it, though, so yeah. I just have to work my way
like,
up.
I still want you to get it, but
own,
wouldn't it
yeah.
have been terrible if they
now
were like,
have
here's
to
$20,
get my
and
own
then they were like, actually, never mind, yeah. you're exempt. That would suck.
Exactly.
Sucks either way.
I need to make more money.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I just need more hours.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
That's what
I
need.
I need just need to get paid more.
Yeah, I need
less
hours.
Less hours, more money.
Yeah. No, because I was making good money over the holidays because I was working a lot. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not working a lot and I don't make as much money.
It's March and I'm like already stressed about buying Christmas yeah. gifts.
Stop. That's why you just have to like space it out. Mm-hmm. I remember last year I got my present for my aunt and uncle like maybe in the summer or something, mm-hmm. like really early. And I just had it sitting in my room and it was great because then once it got to Christmas, I was like, damn, let me put a bow on that bitch and call it a day. It
yeah.
was awesome.
Let me put a bow on that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, we ended yeah. last season on like our resolutions, and now this new season, I'm like, I'm actually really tired and give up already.
I I give up.
I've had it, yeah.
March, what day is it?
Actually, I'm feeling good.
For Lent, I gave up.
I feel like I'm doing good, too. Like, I don't even remember what I said what my resolutions were. But I feel like I'm reading a lot more than I was last year.
Yeah.
And my sister and I are doing a challenge for March to, like, not have any extra sweets and stuff. And I've been doing really good at that. And there was something else. Oh, my mom challenged me to post the TikTok every day for March. So I've been doing that. And I'm just kind of on my grind right now.
I love that for you. Yeah. I also feel like I've been, like, very creatively, like, productive. Like, I actually feel like I've been making moves.
The sun comes out for one day.
No, that's what it is. Thomas and I were just talking about that. I was dropping them off, like, at their house, like, last week or something. We were like, oh, my God, the sun shines on me. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and went for a walk and then came home and had breakfast. It was, like, kind of nice.
I love that for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But what did you have for breakfast?
I had waffles with cream cheese and strawberry jam in the middle. Oh, and then later I made the little gyozas from Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Love those.
And then for dinner, you're going to have shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Look at you, three meals a day.
I know. It doesn't always happen.
And I had vegetables. I brought vegetables, like, for lunch to work, and they were good. And then I was like, you know, there's a reason why they put vegetables with protein. Because vegetables are just not going to fill you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, have, like, I think I saw, amount. Did you, like, repost a TikTok that was like, oh, my God, protein. I need to do protein.
Oh, the blended chicken, whatever.
Yeah. Or you sent it to us something.
That was a while ago, but there was a TikTok of a girl. She said,
she was like, oh, I want to have hobbies, but I need to eat protein.
I thought 2024 was going to be the year that I have hobbies, but I just found out how much protein we're supposed to have.
That's it.
I'm going to spend 2024 blending my chicken.
Yeah.
Which is so real.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I've been feeling very productive with my creative hobbies lately, which hasn't been the truth for some time, yeah. But I'm feeling really good. Like, I've started playing my music more, and I feel like I've actually been making moves on my music recording now, nice. Which is not a lot. Like, yesterday, I went and I opened it, and I thought really hard about adding drums to my song. I didn't do it.
I thought about it really hard.
I did open
it,
and I, like, played around for a little bit. Didn't record anything, but I did sit down there and, like, start thinking about it.
A W is a W.
That's what I'm saying.
And we take those. Exactly. And before that, I did record.
I
thought really hard about it. You know what? The intent was there. Yeah. And I think that counts for something.
That's half the battle.
That's amazing.
Exactly. And before that, though, I did record, like, 15 seconds of backing guitar, which I did need to do. Nice. So that's something, too. Mostly because I just went to, I can't remember how much I don't think we talked about this because I think we ended before I went, but I went to volunteer as a camp counselor at this winter, like, weekend camp, which is the same as the summer camp that I go to, which I think I've talked about in here before.
Mm-hmm.
Just in winter time. And it was so cute because I've, like, talked about my music there and I've, like, played my music and, like, shared my little song stickers and stuff. And so, like, a bunch of, like, my friends that were volunteering and, like, campers that I've had before were like, oh my gosh, like, when are you doing my music? And I was like, wait, I guess I should get back on that grind, huh?
Oh my gosh,
for the people, you know, like, I can't keep my fans waiting. So that was kind of motivating me because I was like, okay, people actually do care and want to listen. So I have an audience, you know?
Yeah, you do.
So I feel like that let me, like, feel a little bit more pressure, which is good because I think sometimes I'm like, whatever, it's just whatever I want to do, but it's also like people like listening, so I should, you know, work on that. And then I also have been working more on my voiceover stuff. Finally made some good progress now that we have video. Y'all can see,
hi viewers,
my corner.
That one,
it's looking pretty good in my opinion. And I just sent in some new recordings with a new plugin and they were like, great, that sounds good, now do this other thing. So we'll see how that all works out, but feeling good.
And also today is the presidential primary election.
It is election season for us currently. I kind of love election commercials.
Stop.
I know that they're annoying and they're like so much, and everyone I'm like, okay, rolling my eyes at the person that's, you know, funding and stuff, but like watching them and seeing what people like are saying and like what they're targeting is kind of fun.
No, it's crazy that it's, like, legal.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of propaganda. One commercial, it's like, we hate her.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my mom was saying, because we all sat down and we, like, did our little research, and my parents looked up, like, you know, voter guides and stuff. And my mom was saying how she, like, didn't like that she does not like when politicians have like smear campaigns, like when their commercials are just like, don't vote for this guy. And she's like, she's a mudslinger. I don't like her. I'm like, period, mom. Because it is weird. It's like, why would you spend all this time and all this money to say, hey, this chick's doing something crazy, instead of just being like, listen to what I'm going to get? Because it's so, it feels on such a basic level, so childish. Mm-hmm. Look what she did. Yeah. Look what she did. I don't care.
No, and also when it's one right after the other and one of them is so negative and the next one's so positive. Yeah. I'm like, well, which one is it?
It's yeah. so crazy.
Is she like a terrible, well, that's how you just terrible, can't listen to like, it. Person you know or what is I- she like a loving mother who's running for Congress? Like, let me
well,
know.
Well, also, it's like, you know, have you guys seen when people are like, one of the culture shock things I got coming to America from like Europe or somewhere else is like seeing commercials for medication. Mm. Because other places don't do that because mm-hmm. they actually have health care. Mm-hmm. And that is so true. Like, that is so insane that they're like, oh my God, do you have this debilitating physical disability? You should buy our medicine. And, it's $1,000 and maybe insurance will cover it.
And maybe
not.
You'll die and maybe you'll throw up and maybe you'll get hives.
Oh, yeah. And like,
but like, you might,
you might have
also.
Like a sudden burst organ inside of you or like, you know, coughing, or you might pass out, but also maybe your cough will go away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't know. We're not saying it won't.
The odds are okay. They're pretty good.
I don't know. I'm a pharmacist, not a doctor.
Exactly. Like, just insane, the state of things.
But, yeah. Do you have other stuff you also want to talk about?
Yes. Wait, I wrote it down in my notes. Yeah. Let me pull it
before
up.
Before I go to my next thing.
Okay, the first thing I want to talk about. So you know how we've been on our grind. The thing that I'm on my grind on right now is personalizing everything. And I just feel like that's like been like, I feel like because I've been on Pinterest a lot, and so I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people like, look at the pins I put on my jacket, or look how I customized my phone case and stuff like that. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what I want everything that I ever owned
to be cute,
to be cute and to be mine. Mm-hmm. And so like right now I have these jeans on. I was just showing Rose and Thomas right before we started recording, but I ripped them really bad in the
butt.
I ripped them really bad, and I was like, no, I'm going to have to throw these away, and they're so soft and so comfortable, and I've had them for so long, and they fit me so nice. And then I was like, no, I'll just put a patch on it and embroider over it, because I love watching those visible mending videos where people like embroider over it and yes. it looks beautiful. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And so I did, and now it looks so cute, and I have a one-of-kind pair of jeans, and I think they're really cute. And like, I customized my little phone case. I put my little collage-y stuff in there. I have my little Sunny Angel Melon Baby on my phone.
Melon Baby.
That's what he is. And I have my little wristlet on there. And, like, I have, like, a new little, like, black leather bag. And I put a bunch of my pins on it. And, like, yes, now there's holes in the bag. But it's really cute.
Yeah.
And all my pins were just sitting on my desk, and now they're on my bag. And they get to go out with me. And I think that's so cute. Mm-hmm. So I just think that customizing everything is so fun. Oh, you guys are not going to care about this, but I'm going to share it anyway. I also just customized my phone and like my apps and stuff. So like it's all like Peter Rabbit kind of vibes. And so like I made a cute little wallpaper, but then I also like customized my app icons. Nice. Because I think they're so cute. And so this is kind of a labor of love because it took me hours. Mm-hmm. It took me so long to do it. The other day I was just in bed and I had nothing better to do.
You have to get an app for it or what?
It's already on there. It's Shortcuts.
Okay.
On Apple. And so you go in there and basically you're not really changing the app icon itself. You're making a shortcut and then like placing it wherever. And it's so much fun. The only thing is that like you can't make like a fully transparent background to the app icon because I just have like little images, you know, like you guys can see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys can see it. And so you can't make them with like a transparent background, which is a little bit annoying because I have like a white phone background and then the background of the icons are white, so it looks pretty good. But then I also have all my apps in folders, so when I open it up in the folder,
oh, yeah.
it's like a little bit gray, so you can see the white background of it, which just is not as clean as I want it to be. So here's like my options for that. Either I can find the perfect gray background and like somehow make a sticker out of it and then replace it, because I tried to do like a transparent PNG and it just added color to the back of it, which is annoying and not what I wanted. So my option is either I can go crazy and like figure out how to customize it and make it a gray background, which would be annoying because then on the white background, it would be gray.
Yeah, it'd be wrong there.
Or I can take all my apps out of my folders and just make screens. But I know where everything is right now.
Do you put your apps in
folders? I don't. Do you?
No.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm talking about me.
No, that's fair. And once you know where everything is, your thumb already goes to it immediately.
And it's also so handy because I just have one screen.
I think I have like maybe five or six screens.
I know. No, and here's the thing. I could do it. And it would be
like three, maybe.
I was going to say, like, I wouldn't want more than like three. Yeah. And the thing is, it'd be easy and I would just sit down and do it and it'd be fine. But it's also like, do I do that? Do I sit down and change it all? Like, I've already changed it this much. Do I just see it through to the end?
I have a habit of just like doing the thing where you go down and you just look up whatever app. I just straight up do that now.
I never do that.
Sometimes, I don't know if this is like a thing that other people deal with, but so I have like mentioned before, I think I have like 5 pages of apps or something ridiculous like that.
I usually
get an app and then I forget about it. And then
I get an app. What I do is instead of deleting them, I just remove from home screen. So I'm sure my app library is chock full of apps I never use. But also my home screen is also full of apps that I never use.
Maybe that's why it's kind of easy for me to just look up what I want, because I know what apps I have and I don't have that many.
Okay.
But at nighttime, sometimes when I'm like about to go to bed, my phone like forgets about the last page of apps that I have. And I swipe and nothing.
What do you mean?
Like it just disappears. Forgets. It just disappears.
And it's there in the morning. Crazy.
Like, I feel like maybe at nighttime they're like, you don't need that last page of apps.
That is so just funny.
Just go to bed. Yeah, just go to bed.
Like your last little home screen thing. That's so funny. Like, okay, so I guess I'll put Instagram. All my least important apps on that page.
Yeah, literally.
We'll give you TikTok. You don't have to go on Depop right now, Rose.
Oh, that's what was they're saving list. Your life, actually.
Yeah. No, and I can just look it up and the app is there. But it's just so funny that it doesn't give me that last page.
That's so weird.
But I'm also like, okay, if I had 17 pages of apps, maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe I could sacrifice that one.
I can see how it's a little bit much.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't love the way that my phone is set up. I probably need to go through and rearrange it, too. But I could never do what you did. And do the shortcuts and do the icons. Because Pia and Grace do that, too.
I know. Pia's was so cute. And also on Pinterest, I've been seeing people's. And I think it looks so cute.
I can't do the thing where you open up the app and then it takes you the shortcut.
Yeah, same. I don't want that either.
Well, watch me open this app. You don't even notice.
Okay,
like,
but
look,
I will
on Instagram. You didn't notice anything, did you?
I didn't, actually. See? But I don't like that either.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Whatever.
I think it's like just knowing that like I'm opening. It's a brain thing.
I like the original.
I agree.
Icon.
I wish that I could just change the icon.
I'm sorry. It's giving a little bit of Android to me.
Oh, fair. And I do feel that way because customizable.
Yeah. Is Android customizable?
Android's very customizable. And iPhones, the whole thing was like everything kind
of
looks the same for everyone.
Yeah. Which
I would.
A lot of people were controversial about like the widgets and stuff. Yeah. Which I like. I think there's a lot of good widgets, but like that was a big thing.
Yeah, I use the widgets.
I got rid of my Duolingo widget because it wasn't aesthetic enough for my new one. Fair. And I'm probably going to lose my streak.
It wasn't aesthetically pleasing enough.
Yeah.
Aesthetic. It's always going to be an aesthetic because an aesthetic is a noun, not an adjective. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
I was trying to beat you to it.
Yes. And I just talked to my mom about this the other day about that's my pet peeve.
Really?
When people say, oh, that's so aesthetic.
Or okay, so
aesthetic
you hate
enough.
Me.
My pet peeve is when people point over a counter.
My pet peeve is when people point out grammar mistakes.
No, remember in our first ever episode when I was like, I never care if people mispronounce things because I'm not a hater.
I'm a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I am.
No,
today
I've been a hater since the day I was born.
Okay,
till the day
I
die.
One, the aesthetic thing bugs me because also aesthetic became like a popular word.
Well, so you can say like it's not the aesthetic you want. Like things can be an aesthetic.
Yes, but you don't say it is aesthetic. You say it has a certain aesthetic or that is aesthetically pleasing to me. You don't say that's aesthetic.
Okay.
It's like everyone's
is that what
born
I said?
Naked and the rest
yes.
is drag.
Okay. Said, well, maybe you didn't let me finish my thought.
No. Whatever. I'm just saying. I think everybody thinks that it's like a trendy word to use and then they use it incorrectly. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. Anyways.
When do you think? Never mind. You finish your thought.
The other thought I was going to say is that I'm actually not a hater.
Spends 5 minutes hating. I'm not a hater.
Okay. Because I was talking to my coworker today and I was saying that, like, I think I, like, generally have, like, a more positive outlook on life than most people.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So.
Not me. I watched this podcast called I've Had It, and they start the podcast talking about what they've had it with. And
I love
it's
that.
Like,
wait, I think you've sent me clips
let's
of that
okay, yeah.
right now. What have you had it with? Me? The word is
you.
And Faith has had it with me.
Yeah.
Period.
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like I'd have to think about it more, but they're really good at like being like,
I think yours
we
is politicians'
be
commercials.
I haven't had it with that.
Wasn't
though.
That you? Was that you or was
no,
that
we
you?
We said we like it. That was you.
Oh.
You've had it with that. Kim has had it with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
But yeah, they're very like, in order to have an optimistic outlook and be positive out in life, you just have to have a moment where you just get out all the negativity, tell everyone what you've had it with, you know what I mean? That
I
kind
love
of vibe.
That. I can't think of what I've had it with right now, but I'm sure there's something.
No, paying rent?
I've had it with rent.
I have
I've had
it. Up to you. And, like, I'm not moving anytime soon.
Yeah.
And I understand that I live in one of the most expensive places to live in the entire universe.
Yeah.
I get that. But I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it. And I am tired of sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
And living where I live and paying rent to the man.
Ugh, I've had it with having to get gas all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've had.
I should be able to just go places.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I have to pay to go to work.
And pay to stay at home.
Yeah. No, what's that about? Bring back public housing.
Yeah.
Bring back housing.
Public transportation.
Free health insurance. What else?
Oh my God, yeah. Me and Daphne were just talking about health insurance today because she was talking about how she, like, she had, like, some, like, health care happen, and it was, like, ordered by her doctor.
Some health care happen.
You know. True. She had, like, some health care, like, you know, prescribed to her. And her doctor, like, ordered it and all that stuff. And then her insurance was like, we're not going to pay for it because you don't need it.
Damn.
And she's like, I do need it, actually. That's the whole reason I got it.
The company decides if you need it or not.
Yeah. And that was crazy. I remember I just went to the dermatologist and she, like, made sure to ask me, like, why I had gotten scheduled at the dermatologist, because it's not like you can just show up to the dermatologist. Mm-hmm. It's because I had to get a referral.
You can't?
Mm-mm. I guess not.
You have to get a referral from your primary care, I think.
So you go to the main doctor first, and then you have...
I don't know who that was.
It was me. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you need a referral. Yeah, you probably could go if you're really rich.
For a specialized doctor, you need a referral?
For it to be covered by insurance.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That
really?
Might be right. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was because I had to do it because my mom had some moles and so that they had to, like, remove. And so because that can be genetic, like, me and Peter had to, like, we were able to, like, get a referral and, like, go. But yes, you can't just we had to get a referral from our general practitioner.
Weird. Mm. But I guess it makes sense for them to be like, hey, go check in with your, like, regular doctor before we send you.
Yeah. And then there was a whole thing because when I got there, I told you guys about this, but then when I got there, I had to, like, fill out this form because, like, we got new insurance that, like, just started this year. And it's exactly the same. Like, it's the same policy, same everything. But they were like, ooh, this referral you got was, like, on the old insurance. Mm. So, like, you have to fill this out to say, like, you got it if they don't, like, approve it. And I'm like, they will approve it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all fine. It's all exactly the same. But I still had to fill them out. I had to fill that thing out so that they would see me.
Dumb.
I've had it with that.
Had it with health insurance.
I've had it.
They're so confusing. Scam. They don't make it easy for you. Nope. They don't care if you get what you need. Yeah.
They don't. I just read something about how it was, like, from this doctor saying that they had a patient cancel their ankle fracture surgery.
Real.
Because their insurance wouldn't cover it. Mm-hmm. And so now that's that man insane. Can never walk again without pain. And like, it's never going to be normal because he can't get this surgery.
What do you do? Like, pull out a loan maybe if you really wanted that surgery?
I mean, yeah, you just go into medical debt, I guess.
That's crazy.
But he's not, or you just walk around
with pain.
Pain, yeah. Isn't that sick?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Twisted.
Sick and
insurance
twisted.
Insurance not covered. Like, that's absolutely terrible.
I know.
California does, actually, I don't know what California does, but right now I have, my insurance is covered for, like, my primary doctor visits and stuff like that,
even
which is
more
nice.
Well, insurance, you know what I've had it with?
Fracture. Who's to say?
Had it with. Not that I've ever experienced it, but I'm about to. Is that when I turn 26, I can't make my parents all the chance anymore.
Mm-hmm. I would also have it with that.
I have had it.
Yeah.
I am going to have it.
That's so funny because I feel like I'm not even worried about that.
That's fair.
Like, I feel like
you just.
Whatever. Like, okay. I don't go to the doctor that often anyway.
No,
I just won't
no need
go
to
the doctor.
Brag.
No, I'm not worried about that because I'm just not going to go to the doctor after I don't have insurance.
Because I'll just use these.
No, it's fine because I'll just never get sick.
Yeah, what? You don't have a first aid kit at home?
What? You don't have a Walgreens by you?
She said, "This is America. We drink."
This is America.
What's the thing at Starbucks? The
we drink the medicine ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's my insurance.
I drink the charged lemonade at Panera.
Oh, God.
Remember at the beginning of COVID when everybody went to go get the medicine from Starbucks? They were like, we ran out.
I don't remember
that. Was the whole thing.
Like the first week, God. I swear everybody was like, everybody go get the medicine.
Which I get it. The medicine ball is a comfy, cozy drink when you're sick. But girl.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever had a medicine ball.
They're yummy. I mean, it's honey and like tea.
They're yummy, but the thing is, you can make that at home.
Mm-hmm. Also, why is it called a medicine ball? Because it's mint and tea.
The first time I heard it was that it was called the sick tea. Is the first time I heard it.
You know what? That sounds right. I feel like I remember it originally being that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something else? Can I bring up my next thing?
I do have something else, but you can go.
I'll do a short one and then you can go.
Okay.
My next one was K through 12 being behind. I learned recently that, like, especially seventh graders suffered through their pandemic a lot.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys know anyone, any young people. Yeah. I don't. But, like, apparently, like, they don't know. Like, the schools, like, teachers are struggling.
Girl,
like,
it's actually
trying to keep
crazy.
Their kids. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, I have so much to say about this, actually, because when I
learned about this.
Yeah. When I was counseling summer camp last summer, it was actually insane. It was actually insane. And, like, it makes sense because we're also not okay. And we're, you know, 20-somethings who also lived through the pandemic. But at least, you know, we were, like...
Out of school.
And, like, sort of our brains were almost formed. Mm-hmm. But these babies are, like, they're not okay, you guys. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to... I think a big thing that I saw was that there was a lot of interaction that was very, like... just not the kind of in-person interaction that we necessarily... displayed growing up, because I think that a lot of their interactions now were online because they were on Zoom and they were on social media, and that was their only form of contact with other people because of lockdown and, like, being, you know, just in their house all the time. And a lot of that has translated into, like, how they've talked to each other and to, like, like me and, like, other camp counselors that I saw. So I'm sure it's happened with schools. And so I remember reading something somewhere that it was like, yeah, they're kind of, like, developmentally 3 years younger than they actually are because they just haven't had that social and, like, educational developmental.
Which that sort of then plays into everything else that they're
exactly
learning,
and it's crazy.
I've actually known about this for a while, and I've seen a lot of teachers on TikTok talk about it.
Probably, yeah.
And say that if everybody in the grade is behind, which a lot of the time they are recently, like, they just pass everybody along. They just
move heard that
them
too.
On to the next grade. Because what are they supposed to do?
I've,
like,
heard that for
everybody's
years.
Everybody's behind.
Yeah, I've heard, like, that for years, but also I feel like there's a new level of it, especially with COVID, just because, like, our curriculum and, like, infrastructure, like, educationally, wasn't built for, like, fully online and, like, wasn't made for that. And so I also felt like it in my college classes that there was a lot of things just, like, slid through when they probably wouldn't have in person, and, like, this assignment got, like, you know, taken out of the curriculum, and, like, this project didn't have to happen because we couldn't be in person, and like all sorts of stuff.
Not to,
like,
mention
that.
Brain rot from, like, iPad kids. It's like, dude, whatever is going on, like, these kids are just gonna be different, completely different than their parents and stuff.
This is so funny. Maybe it's random, maybe it's not. I feel like I'm okay if it is. So anti iPad kid. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I understand I'm not a mom. I understand, like, people that have kids. I'm sure they go through it. I'm sure they give their kids an iPad, whatever. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's
But if it's
no
everything,
way.
That's crazy.
There's no way that's good.
No.
There's no way. Not. And my mom was so strict about electronics for us. And my brother didn't have TV for, like, the first 4 years of his life. And, like, literally only had books and toys and stuff, and she had to be a little bit more lenient with me just because I was the second kid and my brother was old enough to watch TV and all that stuff, but she would read to us every single night. We read Gone with the Wind, like, the longest book ever.
Oh my god,
written.
Really?
And we read, like, the is Little Women a series? We read something.
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, because my mom, yeah, we read that too. Yeah,
we read those books. I think my mom read Harry Potter to my brother. I'm sure I was there too.
Yeah,
well,
me and my mom and Peter all did Harry
devil.
Potter every night.
Huh?
She can't do that. That's of the devil.
Like, my mom was just so, you know,
literary.
Prominent about, like, wanting us to be readers and growing
up. Did you guys
up with...
ever do TV Free Week, like, in April? Did you ever do that? I don't think it was something my mom made
you mean
up.
The Nickelodeon,
I was like, that's giving
Nickelodeon Walk-a-thon. Day of Play.
No. No. I mean, we did TV Free Week.
In April?
And it was fun because we like had a week. And I don't know why it was in April, but I feel like we did it a lot in April. And it would just be a week where we didn't watch TV. And so we would do other stuff. So we would, like, play games. We'd go to the zoo. We'd go to the aquarium. We'd, like, go and do other stuff. And I think we were, like, in, like, preschool.
You were an outside player, though, like a big outside player.
Yeah.
I feel like I was too.
Yeah.
Did you play outside? We weren't friends when we were children. Children.
Okay.
Children.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
That...
Actually, they hated each other.
Well, no, and I remember being like I didn't get my first phone until sixth grade. And when I got that phone, it was a flip phone.
Me
I
too.
Was gonna say, I was surprised you didn't have a laptop until late high school, huh? Or was it until you got out?
Until
high
college.
School? Yeah.
Me too.
I didn't have
a laptop until I went to college.
Yeah. I got it literally when I went to community college because I was the first
needed it.
Well, yes, I was also the first kid in my family to go to college. So my mom helped out with it as like a graduation gift, college gift, and like I paid half and she paid half or something like that. But yeah, I didn't have a laptop all throughout high school. Man, I'm trying to think back. How did I?
How did you watch YouTube?
Yeah, like I don't. Okay, I had a phone. I had an iPhone.
Okay, but yeah, that's just a phone. Okay, caveman.
No, my mom had like a work laptop that I think I wrote a lot of papers on, and we used to like back in the good old days. We had the computer room.
Only 90s kids will remember.
Only 90s kids will remember
the computer lab.
And I remember like. It was in my parents' room. Like, it was like their bed was on one side and the computer was on the other side. Nice. And I would go in there and just watch, like, hey, you.
Yeah. No, literally.
Watch that video on repeat.
Peter
on
and I watched.
I remember watching that video a lot.
Like, big, like, block shoebox computer in the laundry room. And I remember that when we were kids and, like, we first had it, and Peter and I had, like, you know, like CD-ROM, like, computer games. We'd, like, pop in. And
I had that.
What did you have?
I had Putt-Putt.
I played Putt-Putt so much.
I never had that. Picture,
you, but, you can keep going. Sorry.
Thank you. But we would play in there, and my mom would set a 15-minute timer, and so we only had 15 minutes on the computer.
That's crazy. 15 minutes goes by like
no, I know. Literally, I remember one time that I spent like almost all the time trying to get this certain game to work, and it wasn't working. And then the timer went off, and I was so upset. I was like, Mom, I didn't even get my time on the computer, and I like threw a fit. I remember at the end of that I was like fully in the midst of a tantrum, and then my mom was like. She was like, well, I was going to let you have another 15 minutes, but now I'm not going to anymore. And that just made me throw an even bigger tantrum. Yeah.
No, because when I have a 15 at work, I sit down and then stand right back up.
Yep.
So when you get 15 minutes on the computer.
Yeah.
Me being like, I hate iPads. Only 15 minutes. Yeah.
No, it's true. But yeah, I remember the first thing that I had.
The car guy?
Oh my God, wait.
I used to put this
different
colors and stuff.
I remember when we
had actually does look really familiar.
Do any 90s kids remember?
Yeah.
I used to play.
Apparently, you can get it on the Switch.
I used to play American Girl Doll games. Did you guys play American Girl Doll games?
Ever? No, I didn't.
I went to the American Girl Doll website, and they had so many games on there.
Did you have a DS?
And also Barbie. No.
Okay.
Never had anything like that.
Period. I had a Game Boy.
Wow.
The first thing that I ever had was any. Console. Like technology outside of like a computer or like because the first phone I had was a flip phone too, and it was my Kindle, which I think we got in like sixth grade
so
or something.
And you still have it and still
and
use
I still
it.
Have it, guys. I think it's on its last legs because like every other time that I try to turn it on, like the button doesn't work, and that's been for like a long time, for like years. And usually all
is
I have
it
to
just
do
getting worse?
All I have to do is just do a little like you know, like when you hit the TV and it'll like work again, because I think it's just like something else is like out of alignment. But now it takes a long time for me to like get it right.
You
so
saying
I think
that
it's...
you hit the TV and it comes back on just gave me like
you know what I'm talking about.
No,
right?
A memory just came back to me. I used to have a TV like that.
Yeah,
like a big TV box. In my living room.
We used to have the rabbit ears.
Staticky, you go up, give it a few hits, good to go.
Yeah,
literally.
Well, we kind of still have that because so like we've never had like cable. We've never paid for TV or anything. We just get whatever comes in on the waves, right?
And my family either. And I used to have free
local
cable.
TV.
I know. I remember That's, you saying
yeah,
and
for
you just
some
had
years,
it.
And
yeah.
it just gave out like.
A couple
Six
years ago
years
or something. Ago? Yeah. But like we would have the rabbit ears and we'd like just mess around with those if we like needed to. Mm-hmm. But now we have like, I don't know, whatever. It's like the new version of rabbit ears and it's just like this little like flimsy panel thing. And so like we'll like put it in different spots. And so sometimes when it starts breaking up, we just like move the position that it's in and then it works again and it's fine. But yeah. Oh, guys.
No.
That kind of makes me nostalgic.
I know.
My first piece of technology, I think, was the Game Boy.
Okay.
Like, I feel like my mom
had any gaming.
Not even Peter?
No, nope. My grandma got Game Boys for my brother and my cousin Jonah. And so I think she was like, okay, I'll get Rose one too.
Yeah.
I guess Rose is old enough to have a Game Boy.
Yeah.
And then I would play like Nintendo. No, was that for
Nintendo.
Game Boy?
That was for DS.
What did I play? Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Damn.
I played Scooby-Doo.
I had a Jimmy Neutron Game Boy Advance game, I think. I had a SpongeBob one for sure.
I had SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I had a Game Boy. And then I got a DS Lite.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a white one. And that got so dirty.
Oh, I bet.
And I remember I wanted a DSi so bad. Because it had the camera. And I was like, God, that's so cool. That's internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm fine. Now I have a Switch. Now
I'm
a grown up
with
adult money and a credit card.
Yeah.
And I could go buy a DSi if I wanted to.
I know. We never had any kind of gaming things. Like, Peter liked video games, but he would just go to his friend's house and play.
That's
and
how
so
my
we
brother
never
got
had
introduced
our own.
To video games.
Yeah, so we never had our own. And then, like, I never had. I think the first thing we had that was, because we would just play computer games. Like, we would go into the computer room.
The computer room.
And we would just play. We had, like, a couple. We had Zoo Tycoon.
Did you play?
And we had, like, a Dr. Seuss game and, like, a Clifford game.
Do you have The Sims?
What about the Tinkerbell fairy game?
Yes. That, and also I did Barbie. It was Barbie and American Girl and, like, the fairy.
I did the fairy one. I think I, like, bought the premium, like, my mom paid for the monthly. Because my brother had Pirates of the Caribbean. He played that game online a lot. And, like, my mom paid for the premium for that. And then my sister had the Club Penguin premium. So I was like, Mom, like, I want a premium, too. Yeah. Like, boom, pay for my, like... Fairy Tinkerbell. No,
and did you know that they like started a new server of that because the old one shut down and someone's developed like a new like Pixie Hollow like server?
On a completely separate note, I'm gonna head out.
Yeah. I realize that's something to do.
Sorry. Oh my god, you guys, is that the time already? Yeah, oh my god.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm gonna sign up.
No, me too.
Wait, today?
My friend was telling me about it and she was like, there's never anyone on there because like it's so new or whatever, but we'll be on it now.
Oh wait, spread the word, guys.
Yeah, Pixie green Hollow podcast. I don't know what it's called. It's a new green tea game. It's a new Pixie Hollow
green tea hot podcast collabs with Pixie Hollow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Hit us up.
Right, I'm not sure what it is, but it's coming up.
Yeah, but yeah, so we just played computer games. I remember that Peter and I would sit and we would watch episodes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember YouTube?
I never got into that.
What about, okay, what about, did you guys have,
what you guys watch on YouTube?
Library cards with a little computer sticker?
Yes.
And you had to pay. Okay.
I loved going to the library to use the computer.
I don't remember, but I did too, yeah.
The library card was free, but then if you wanted the computer sticker, it was like $2.
That what it was? No, the card was like at least a couple cents.
The library card now, if you get a library card now, it's free. So I don't think it was. More expensive.
Really?
Back then.
I thought it was like a couple of cents to get a library card.
No, it's free. So. It's free unless you have to pay for like a third replacement or something.
Well, why did they make me pay for it?
Maybe you've lost a lot and you have to pay for
it. I think it was like $1 or $3 or something to get the computer sticker.
Maybe that's
why. And I remember
going
over to the computer and like, you know, borrowing a pair of headphones and me watching the Party in the USA video on repeat. And then I remember like that summer going like in my kitchen and we used to have like a kitchen radio and I would call Kiss FM and be like, can you guys play Party in the US?
Really?
Yes.
And would they?
Yeah, they would. Nice. They would. And also
my calling the radio felt fake to me.
No, my truth, I have called the radio hundreds of times in my
I'm
life.
On the phone with
my
them
truth,
right now.
I have never once called the radio.
You've never called the radio?
Never.
I probably have 3 different radio station phone numbers saved in my phone.
That is
on
so
speed dial.
No, because okay, like when my car radio was broken or whatever, I would like when my USB, whatever, what's it called? Where you plug in your phone.
Oh, the
aux cord?
Yes.
I couldn't think of it either.
When that was broken, I would just listen to the radio. So like during Christmas time, they'd be like,
all throughout
high
school,
we're giving away a family 4-pack. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm calling.
Yeah.
So no, I'd call throughout high school, I just listened to the radio. But anytime I got to a commercial, I would change it till I found music again.
So like in high school, I would call and stuff. And then when I used to go to community college, I would drive and listen to the radio. And one time I called and I got on and they like talked to me on air because I wasn't just requesting a song. They like asked a question and they were like, call in if you have a blah, blah, blah. So I called in and I talked to them. And then like somebody like tweeted me and was like, I literally heard you on the radio this morning.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, stop.
You're like, how embarrassing.
Stop it. I was like, stop. Am I literally famous?
That is so funny.
And she was like, that's so embarrassing. Who calls? No, I'm just kidding. But
it was me. I called you.
No, I've called for contests. I've called to request songs. I've called just to talk, apparently.
To tell my day, yeah.
One time when I was really young, it was like Father's Day, and they said, call in and like tell us your like dad's favorite activity to do. And I called in and I said, like, my dad likes to watch cars racing. And I got put on the radio.
Period.
And also one time my mom called in because they were like, call in and let us know what like song lyrics you've gotten wrong. So my mom called in and said, my daughter used to say, because this is me growing up, you know the song that goes, ain't no woman like the one I got.
No,
I think I've heard it, but I don't know it.
Well, I would always think it was, ain't no woman like a one-eyed cat.
Huh.
And on the radio,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Ain't no woman like a one-eyed cat. My mom called in, and then like the next time they played that song, my mom was listening, and they said like, Or, as some of our younger listeners like to say, ain't no woman like a one-eyed cat. Oh,
that is so funny that the radio was like, call us and tell us what lyrics you've gotten wrong. And your mom was like, actually, it's not me, but...
I'm like, idiot daughter. Yeah.
Stupid daughter.
But listen to what my daughter says. Listen that is to so this funny. Shit.
Yeah.
Wait for this one. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny that I have called the radio enough time for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know people who have won tickets off of like
so I feel like maybe I have too.
I've tried to call for like Wango Tango and
I think Coast. My friend and I went to Knott's Berry Farm one time because wow. Their mom got
like won
tickets.
Them
yeah
Coast 10 Coast
103.5.
I was about to Coast? Sing it yeah. I was like I think it's
K-Earth awesome. K-Earth 101 K-Earth maybe it's Coast. 101 Coast has a Disney party oh. Every year where they shut down the park at night or whatever, and I'm sure they have like so much money, and they invite a bunch of people and all of the Coast families and
so
stuff
much
get
money.
To go, and then they
Dude,
give away tickets.
My dad's dad, my grandpa, when he worked at a bank, and they would have like bank night at Disneyland, and they would shut down the whole park, and it would just be the bankers
bank
and their
night.
Family. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't called that, but like
no, but like even the idea that they're like that.
But yeah, they
small
would get to go,
of,
and
yeah.
I think my dad was saying that like the
I guess
first.
There's a lot of bankers.
No, yeah. my dad got to go.
Well, because I'm sure there's different branches of you know like one bank. Like, yeah, I don't remember what bank he worked for.
My but. Dad got to go to events like that too at Disneyland growing up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and I remember, really, what's that
okay.
about?
No, literally, I'm
my
like,
dad
oh,
didn't.
That?
Where's my dad's invite? Yeah,
you know my grandpa helped. Work on Disney World, Disneyland.
My
Disneyland.
Grandpa worked at Disneyland. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your grandpa's more involved than my grandpa.
Oh,
my grandpa.
What did your grandpa do?
Helped with like the poop.
There was a.
I think there was a different way you could have said that.
Yeah, there could have been a more sensitive job title, maybe.
Like kind of custodial or yeah. like
you know
sewer line.
He's
phone.
Looking for your phone.
He. I don't know. There's some advertisement I have. The HVAC system is
that okay.
Poop?
I think
yeah.
that's air conditioning, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, poop.
Cut that out. Okay, I don't know what he did, but he helped do something for some
okay.
something with Disney.
Nice. Some kind of plumbing something.
Yeah. My grandpa and Disney are like.
I know, literally. My cool fun fact is that
your grandpa is Walt Disney.
My grandpa is Walt Disney. No, but he like worked in carpentry, and so like the company that he worked for, like
my grandpa was an engineer.
Or whatever. Nice. They're like this. Your grandpa and
my grandpa.
Hand in hand, yeah. Skipping down the street.
I wonder if they knew each other. How do we find out? Do your grandpa keep a journal?
Well, I could call him.
Yeah.
Is the fun what? Thing.
Oh, how old is he?
93.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
My grandpa's not 90.
Okay.
My grandpa.
Different eras.
He right now, he would be like 102. So they were like 10 years apart.
Yeah, okay. Not quite.
He's dead also.
Okay.
If
about
he was alive.
The same.
Got it. But he was worked in carpentry. And so I remember, I don't know how much, but I know for sure they worked on Toontown and they worked on the Roger Wabbit ride.
They literally worked on the Roger Wabbit ride.
They literally worked on the Roger Wabbit ride.
Literally worked with Walt Disney on the Roger Wabbit ride.
The cool part is that he got to keep the cutout of the Roger Rabbit like running through the wall, and we have it in our yard right now.
It's
on our
so
fence,
cool.
And it's really cool, and that's a fun
You have a lot
of
like
my
cool
history.
Things at your house.
Thanks.
Well, I love your house in general, but also like a lot of like little things like that. Like I think about
yeah.
the different stained glass and little mosaics and yeah. the fence like that and like little pathways. Like it's just very, very lived in like
yeah.
the best way. Like it's personalized.
Well, it's been lived
you know
in for a
you
long time.
You want to personalize all your items.
Yeah.
Your parents personalized the house.
Homeowners is what they are.
What time?
We actually just looked at
almost 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But we just were looking through. We have like a bunch of old pictures that were in our cabinet that we like are clearing out. And
I saw
a bunch of yeah. There's a bunch of pictures of when my parents bought the house. They had a vision, you guys. The kitchen in there. Oh my god, it was crazy.
Where
was crazy.
The kitchen?
It was still the same room, but like it was, like
what?
They had to completely, like do the whole thing themselves.
What
basically.
Was the addition then? Your parents?
The addition
room?
Was yeah. So like so like the hallway right out here was there, but then like the dining room and the entryway and the retreat and their room. Is all new. new.
So you had like the front room, and was that the backyard over there?
So we had the front room, and then this hallway, and this was Peter's and my room, and my room right now is what my parents' room was, and then we had the kitchen and like the laundry room, and then the rest of it was
a really small like 2-bedroom.
Yeah,
you just had like a lot of property, and your parents were like,
yeah, exactly. There was
that's crazy,
and they bought it in 97.
My parents bought our house in 2002.
Nice. So you lived in a different house before that.
I did.
Nice.
I'm an Azusa girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There, I said it.
I'm sorry. I'm
holding it with me.
Wow.
We lived in Azusa.
Get out. No, I'm just kidding.
I moved over here when I was 3. Nice. So I consider myself my home to be here. Nice.
Okay? Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, we used to live in Azusa. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Our house in Azusa was bigger, actually. Oh. And we had an upstairs, and my dad had this huge garage and stuff. And we lived, like, literally on Azusa Avenue, like, on the main street, if you go, like, further up.
Yeah.
And I can
Why'd
show
they
you
move?
Which house. Thank you for asking. for one, my dad grew up right there. You know, he lived, like, down the street.
Yeah.
That was my grandpa's house. Yeah. So, like, I think they found this house, and my dad was, like, perfect, so close to, like, my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And also a better school district.
Okay.
Which is funny because we went to private school. But, like, I know that my mom, like, wanted to be in a good school district. I think it was just a better area in general, too.
Okay, yeah.
They probably discussed, like, wanting to live there eventually.
And I'm sure
but
a quieter
so
street than Azusa Avenue.
Yeah. And I have like one memory from that house, and it's like when we were moving.
I was gonna say, so I'm like, sure you were really little.
Do you have a memory though? I don't have any memories from when I was 3.
I have one, and it was when we were moving.
Yeah, that's fair. Formative memory.
I don't have
then.
Any other memories
like, I think I have really young memories, but like I don't know how old I was. I didn't have a consciousness.
That's
I just saw things.
No, I don't understand that when people are like, what's your earliest memory? How am I supposed to know?
Because you're thinking, I can remember things, but I don't know when they were.
I don't know
like,
chronologically.
Yeah, what you came first?
When was the youngest?
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. Maybe that was my youngest
Stupid
memory.
Stupid question.
I have a memory of us jumping from like a chair onto the floor into like a pile of pillows when we were like, everything was scattered
Cute.
And we were moving and stuff. Aww. And then I remember, like, I feel like I have a lot of memories at our new house, and I remember the front of our house used to look completely different. We did not have a front porch or anything. My dad built that whole thing.
Nice.
Let's
go. Let's go, John.
I wish I could show you guys.
Do you have pictures?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there's
Well, maybe
some...
after we stop this, I'll show you the pictures of what our house looked like when my parents bought it.
I would love that.
Because you guys, you'll see the pictures of what the kitchen used to look like, and you'll be like, oh, they had a vision. Mm-hmm. Oh, they had a vision, and they executed it. But yeah, that's why, like, they're homeowners, because we've talked about it before, and they're like... Because they're adventurous, and they, like, travel a lot and, like, do little trips. And, like, they have, like, talked about, like, oh, where would we move to? But they're also, like, we're never going to move because we own property in Southern California. And once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
Also, they've just sunk a lot into the house and everything. So it's,
they have to sell it to move out.
Yeah. Well, they would have to, but also just, like, why would they when, you know, like, homeowners.
Yeah.
I think my family has pictures of the house, what it looked like beforehand, but, like, I don't have any with me right now.
Well, no, not with you, but, like, I'm sure they exist.
Yeah. Also, funny, my dad, like, grew up going to our house because he lived down the street and he, like, knew the people that owned it beforehand. Aww. Like, he grew up, like, swimming in the pool and
Aww,
playing
that's
and stuff.
Cute.
And then he, like, ended up
and then he lived there.
Moving in with his family. I know.
That's cute.
I know.
White guys get everything. Sorry.
Nice. Well,
I'm tired.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
I was going to talk about the Who the Fuck Did I Marry TikTok series, but I think I'll save that for another episode.
Okay. I know. I had some other things, but isn't this great? We had so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We can have some stuff for next time.
This is exciting because the next time we come back, we will have a new Ari album
to
dissect.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good that we didn't like do it like too early from the release because I need to sit on it and really think about it.
Yeah. And also, it's good. We've had a first episode, you know, season 3, welcome back, and then we can get into the mix.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I really like talking about...
You like talking to
it
us?
It was funny. Well, yeah, you guys are okay. But mostly I like talking about like putt-putt and computer games and like old things I used to do.
No, it's so funny.
And also it's funny because sometimes we talk about like high school and stuff and we're like, no, let's talk about our separate experiences being babies and watching the same YouTube video over and over.
And
no,
90s,
so
early
fun.
2000s.
Yeah.
And...
yeah.
I'm a 90s baby.
Mm-hmm. Widowy. I'm widowy.
A 90s baby. With an 80s Mercedes.
All right, so.
Right there, we're going to go make dinner for Faith's family.
We are.
Yay.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.